I think it was in 2004 as you released your last record, and most of your records are sold at the Japanese market, if I'm right. But even though you're booked all over the world, how's that working without good selling releases?
Oh yeah.
why is your secret?
Yeah, I don't know. So, you know.
What is in the pipeline? Are you working on new releases?
Yeah, I just finished my new project called Ink, I-N-K. It's just finished my new album, and yeah.
When will it be released?
Maybe in summer in Japan, in Europe maybe later.
Okay. Yeah. On which label?
Yeah, from Sony.
The fact is well known that record companies and producers can sell records in Japan that wouldn't make money anywhere else. Are the Japanese special music addicted people?
Yeah, I think you're right, because Japanese people is very open-minded for the music, you know, so every people like that all kind of music, not only techno, or not only house or whatever, yeah.
You have an MP3 download market in Japan, which is really big, but the people are also buying records at the record shop. So in Germany, it's just like the people are afraid, just like if you can download music, then you wouldn't buy records anymore. How is that working in Japan? Are the people crazy about the records, or why are they buying records and MP3s?
Yeah, actually we have the same problem in a Japanese music market, and many people downloading, but the vinyl market is still big, because the city called Shibuya has a thousand of record shop there, and almost, and then some shops for the techno, some shops for the jazz or club jazz, and some shops for the house, and some shops for rock. Yeah, it's some kind of Disneyland for the vinyl. Yeah.
Which kind of records are played most or sold most on the Japanese market? Where are they coming from? From all over the world, or is it special produced for Japanese market?
Yeah, in techno scene, most of the stuff from Germany. And the placing the vinyl in Japan is so expensive. That's why so many Japanese labels are placing the vinyl in Europe and then import to Japan. But now is a euro is very expensive compared to Japanese yen. Yeah, that's the problem. Now is price is getting higher and higher.
So how much you normally have to pay for a record in Japan?
Like 10 euro.
Is Danky Groove alive? I mean, I enjoyed your performance very much on the May Day 2 years ago. It was, yeah, or 3 years maybe. So I'm missing it in the German market. So is there coming up some new performance stuff with Danky Groove?
Yeah, actually, I have to do it. But, you know, so we're having a short break at the moment. Yeah, and maybe I'm going to produce in end of this year. Yep, it's coming maybe next year.
In Europe?
Yeah, hopefully.
How's your life personally in Japan? How does it look like?
My life? Yeah, weekend I'm going to somewhere in this planet, and then weekday I'm going to studio. Yeah, that's it.
Und als er bei seinen Reisen rund um den Planeten mal bei uns in Berlin vorbeischaute, lieferte er ein hammermäßiges 2 Stunden DJ-Setup. Das gibt's jetzt und hier weltexklusiv beim 3S Radio. Viel Spaß beim Rocken. Wir hören uns dann nachher nochmal wieder, wenn ich euch rausschmeiße. Bis dahin.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, only the best music. 3Hz Radio.
こんにちは、石野卓球です。あなたが聞いているのは3Hz Radio です。